Yes, just a few thoughts about what's going on. We had that huge reaction to the inflation print yesterday, and then Bullard comes out, says 100 basis points by July 1st, and the market seemed to be absorbing it pretty well. But I think we have to keep in mind that markets react to monetary transmission policies. The transmission period can be up to 18 months, and we see that it takes time for these things to work their way through the economy. We're still buying bonds here. The Federal Reserve is still buying bonds. They have not wound that down, have not raised interest rates. They're going to do that in March. And then they're talking about quantitative tightening. That's winding down the balance sheet, actually selling bonds into an illiquid market shortly after that. This has never been done in such a short period of time. I think QT, if the Fed goes there, and I don't think they're probably going to get there, but if they do, that's going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back. That's going to be what sends the market down, because nobody, most people way back in 2018, before Fed chair made that misstatement saying that QT was on autopilot, that was the last time we were doing QT, that tanked the markets along with a couple of other policy mistakes, including interest rate hikes that were too great at the time. I see no reason why this time would be different. In fact, I think it would be worse. So having said that, I'll get off my soapbox and let's go to the Wi-Fi interactive, where we see the 10-year T-note. Well, this is a 5-year T-note yield that is down 4 basis points after an absolutely huge day yesterday. 10-year also following suit. That's down about 3 basis points. Want to take a look at the S&P 500 here, because as I've been saying, we are just trading in this sideway range as we have for the last couple of weeks. And none of this really matters until we break that range. We break to the upside, probably going to get to at least new nominal highs. I'm not sure it's going to be a huge surge beyond that, but probably at least test them. We go down, we're testing these lows and probably going to break them. Here's the NASDAQ 100, I believe, yes. And we see a lot of green here, not a lot of dark green. Probably going to be some earnings stories here, but Amazon notably down about 12 basis points. And let's take a look at the sector action here. We have utilities that is in the forefront, getting a little bit of a relief from yesterday. Also, real estate, those sectors were hit pretty hard. Tech also up there. But so far, just kind of a ho-hum day in the markets, guys.
For now, you never know what's going to happen. Jared Blicker, thank you so much for breaking that down for us, including talking about that interest rate increase and the balance sheet effect on the market.